Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I am your host for this evening, and we've got another wonderful show for you tonight. We're always happy to be able to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit, and we also love taking your questions as well. So give us a call here on the show at 888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Dr. Neil Zepkowski, and he'll be joining us in just a moment, but first, we do have a couple of quick updates. Now, this week, our Holidays Past raffle is finally here, and we will be selecting our winners in just two more days on December 23rd. And with every $5 raffle ticket that you purchase, you'll have five chances to win a reading with one of our certified mediums. Now, the mediums that are participating in this raffle are Renata Santarelli, Catherine Nadal, Renee Buck, Neil Zepkowski, and Eliza Ray. So this is last call to get your raffle tickets. And in just two more weeks, I will be traveling to beautiful Fort Myers, Florida, along with certified mediums Joseph Scheel and Janet Nahavik. And also, Dr. Mohanna will be with us as well for our winter grief retreat. Now, if you've never attended one of these events, you don't want to miss out on this. This is a very healing event, and you'll be in the company of many like-minded people. And this is all designed to open minds to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. We'll be there Friday, January 5th through Sunday, the 7th, at the Holiday Inn, Fort Myers Airport, and Town Center. And there still are a few openings, so if you'd like to attend, don't wait. Time is running out for registration. Be sure to check out all of the details on our website and make your reservations now so that you don't miss out on this special event. You can find more information about this event and all of our upcoming events on our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show for this evening. Tonight is our Mediums and Messages show here on Signs of Life Radio, and we'll be opening up the phone lines in just a few minutes. I'll give you the number one more time, but most of the time our lines are really jammed. You can reach us here at the show at 1-888-627-6008, and we do look forward to taking your calls. So on that note, let me introduce our guest for this evening. Our guest medium tonight is Dr. Neil Zepkowski, and not only is he one of the certified mediums with the Forever Family Foundation, but he's also a medical doctor and an ordained spiritualist minister. Neil's first experience with mediumship was at Lilydale, New York. And for those of you who may not be familiar with Lilydale, this is a spiritualist community. It's in upstate New York, and it's one of several in the United States. And that visit is what set Neil on the path of learning how to communicate with spirit. Today, Neil is in private practice as a family doctor, but he's also part of that very elite group of mediums at Lilydale Community. And he does offer private readings as well. And we're always happy to have him back on the show with us this evening. Hi, Neil. Welcome to the show.
Thank you much, Doreen. And
happy solstice
to you.
Yes, happy solstice, Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah to all of our friends out there, It is the holidays. And as you can hear, Neil, I'm a little raspy tonight. So most of us up here in the Northeast, for all our listeners all around the country, we're all going through colds and coughs and all of that good stuff. But we're here with you anyway. We're going to hang out tonight.
Yeah, I have the same thing.
I know you do. So, Neil, it's really great to have you back with us. I love having you on the show. And when I spoke with you actually before the show, I learned something very exciting. That is that you are now the president of Lilydale for the next year. That's fabulous.
Yes, I'm president of the board of directors of Lilydale Assembly.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations. Now, that's a really
large
community of mediums. And I'm sure it's a great honor.
Thank you very much. Yes, we have over 50 registered mediums. Those are registered mediums, are mediums who have been tested by Lilydale with their testing procedures to be felt to be genuine. So we have 50 of them, over 50.
That's awesome. I have to make it up to that community one of these days. And
really? We're the world's largest settlement of spiritualists. Only spiritualists live there. I mean, they're not all mediums, but you have to be a spiritualist to live there.
Right. But I'd like to come up and visit and just, you know, get to meet a few people and just see.
Oh, the vibrations are wonderful.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, I mean, you can feel it. People, like, I remember the first time I felt feeling sacred vibrations. I was on a train in France, and I was about 5 kilometers outside of Lourdes, and you could feel the vibrations of Lourdes. And it's the same thing with Lilydale. You come in the gate, and people who aren't even trained to be intuitives or psychics, they can feel the change in vibrations.
Yeah, I don't doubt that at all. I mean, I can feel different types of vibrations in different places, so I'm sure that what you're saying is probably pretty intense when you get up
into
that area.
Oh, you'll notice it, yeah.
Yeah, it probably is very, very noticeable. So tell us a little bit about your summer program, what you have going on with that, because I know this is a big thing for you.
Oh, yeah, Lilydale summer program. We actually have a winter program as well with a few workshops, but really a lot of our buildings are not heated, and so we have a summer program that begins the last weekend in June and goes all the way to Labor Day weekend. And we have like 405 different activities going on, over 200 workshops, weekly activities, outdoor services. We invite visiting mediums to come and give public messages as well, so you can see briefly how each medium works and you know, learn a lot about spiritualism.
Yeah, that's that sounds really wonderful. And it sounds like it's just a really nice kind of thing to offer the community. You know, and I'm sure people who are traveling there as well. So it really sounds like a fun thing. And also, you also participate, I know we've talked about this on the show before, in Native American ceremonies as well, right? You do that?
Oh, yes. We just had some this past weekend. Yeah, I have medicine men that come and do ceremonies. And that's like a type of mediumship because the spirits come during the ceremonies. And not only do they speak to the medicine man, you can feel them. You can see them. You can see light and things happening.
Yeah, it's a pretty intense feeling to witness that as well. I can remember many years ago observing a drumming circle, you know, and I think this was out at Bud Lake in New Jersey. And, you know, there was Native American ceremonies going on there and like a whole day of, you know, events and everything. And yeah, it's pretty palpable. You can really feel that. And so now this is separate though, the Native American stuff, is that's separate from doing seances and some of the other stuff, right, that you have going on?
Well, I do two things. At my home, I host seances, materialization seances, and Native American ceremonies, Sundance, Malampi, Weepy with different medicine men. And then also at Lilydale, besides our psychic development, mediumship development, all types of things related to spiritual pursuits, we do have a few physical manifestations as well as sweat lodge ceremonies almost every week. Plus, we do have something at the beach every Friday evening.
Yeah, that really sounds like fun. I mean, it's just, it sounds very varied, and it seems like there's something there for everyone who is into metaphysical studies. So,
and we're going to have our website revamped for Lilydale about middle of January. Check out lilydaleassembly.com or even lilydaleassembly.org, which should be up by the middle of January. And we'll have all our summer program up there for you to look at.
Well, that is fabulous. It really does sound fabulous. You know, this is so great, Neil, because you do so many cool things. This is all really cool stuff. Very
oh,
fabulous.
Really, it is. I mean, you know. And if you want to, I have a email list where I send out to people that are interested in what's going on in my home. I send out a list of activities. Plus, I include a schedule of the Lilydale Sweat Lodges and what's going on with both Lilydale and my home. For instance,
so
Warfield Moose is a medicine man.
Right.
He's coming to Lilydale and my home.
If people want to check out like what the schedule is and what you guys have up on there, is the best thing for them to go to the Lilydale website, or is that the best way for them to get information?
Yes, for Lilydale activities, the website has it all.
Okay,
it's
awesome.
It's being right now revamped for the 2018 season, so it will be ready about the middle of January. So if you go now, there's not much up there. Maybe
Well, I'm sure people can Google it, and they will find the web address that way, and to be sure to check out all of these really cool things that you have going on.
Right.
Here. Okay.
And Lily is with one L, L-I-L-Y, and then D-A-L-E, and then Assembly. So Lily is spelled with one L, not two.
Got it. All righty. Well, we're going to take a very short break. And when we come back, we'll speak more with Dr. Neil Zipkowski, and we'll be opening up the phone lines to callers. So don't go anywhere. Stay right with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Wind Bridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium, Dr. Neil Sepkowski. So are you ready to take some calls, Neil?
I am.
Okay, well, we're going to go to our phone lines. And just so that our listeners know, if we take your call on the air, we do like to hear your voice, and you can let us know if you'd like to have a connection to spirit, or of course, if you have a question for us, we love taking your questions as well. All right, so let's get to our first caller. I believe we have Ashley calling in from Florida. Are you with us, Ashley?
Yes, I am.
Hi there. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Now, did you have a question for us, or would you like to have a mini reading?
I would like a spirit connection.
A spirit connection? I'm going to turn you right over to Neil.
Okay, Ashley, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Down in sunny Florida? I'm doing good. I hope it's sunny down there anyway.
It is.
Of course, right now it's probably nighttime, so it would be moony, if that. You know, as I'm touching in with you, there is a gentleman here who is, he feels like fatherly to you, so it's a father, I believe. Is your father in spirit, or is this a grandfather? He's fatherly feeling to you.
I have a grandfather that passed away a while ago.
All right. One of the grandfathers.
I feel
like maybe would this be the grandfather on your father's side?
My grandfather on my father's side, yeah.
Yes, okay. Because I feel I'm connected with father's side. I have this man here, and I feel, and it's interesting that you called, because he was very anxious to touch in with you. I don't know if you were thinking of him before you called in or whatever, but he came in and he's giving me, you know, what Christmas ornaments look like. It's a beautiful green Christmas ornament, as if he had some problems before he passed, but he kept a stiff upper lip. In other words, he had a good attitude with what was going on. Would this make sense to you?
I wasn't very close
aren't
with
you
my
aware
grandfather
of
before
how he
passed.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I'm not aware of how my grandfather passed.
All right. Well, what he's doing is with this green ornament, it's symbolic of green is the color of balance, and he's and also of healing. And so he might have had some problems healing at the end, coming in with a good attitude. And he's sending that to you, and there's a young male around you. I'm not sure whether it's a son or a nephew or a friend. There's a younger male around you who is being having healing sent to them from this grandfather's presence. And I feel that it's looking, the green is a color of balance, healing, joy. And I feel Christmas, this Christmas, is a significant time to have something settled. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because it's important that he lets you know this. Because I feel that there's been prayers sent out, not only to him, but in general to the spirit and angelic realm, I have to say. And that these healing prayers have been felt by the spirits that are around you. By the way, you have also not only this grandfather who comes with a lot of love and strength, but also I have an elderly woman who is so sweet, feels like a grandmotherly feeling, or even a great-grandmother. I think grandmotherly, though. Would you remember a grandmother who had heavy glasses or would be always adjusting her glasses?
It's probably my Grandma Hegel.
All right, because I feel her presence here giving you a lot of love as well, and she keeps adjusting her glasses as if to say that you can put yourself in different frames of mind depending on how you adjust your glasses. In other words, what she's trying to tell you there is that your attitude can be chosen either good or bad with some situation here, and so she's coming to help you with that because you can see things one way in a good light and the same situation another way in a bad light, and she's giving you help here to see things in a good light. That makes sense to you because that's why she's adjusting her glasses here. But she comes with a lot of love, And also, I feel your mother living, correct?
Yes, my mother's living.
All right, because as I'm talking from this grandmother, I feel like she's sending healing to your mother living, and she's sort of consoling her, saying, don't worry. She sometimes worries a lot. Don't, and sometimes you pick this up from her. She says it runs in the family. Would you understand why she'd want to joke about that?
Yes.
All right. Because she said, you know, your mother, she said worry is contagious. And your mother, you know, sometimes you can pick it up contagiously. So she's kind of joking about it because she says, you know, it can run in the family. So she just wants you to be careful, particularly around this time of year, she's telling you. If that makes sense.
Yes.
And also,
yes,
she's giving you a hearty laugh here, a lot of smiles, a lot of love for Christmas. She's giving me what looks like a green Christmas cookie. One of your grandparents there, they did not live in Florida. They lived further north than what I'm being shown here. So I don't know if you moved to Florida. Pardon?
That was my grandmother.
Yeah, okay, because she said, I didn't live down there. I liked where it was cooler. She said, my God, she said, and she's telling you, you thought of her, and it's been unbearably hot. And you thought of her saying, my grandmother would never settle for this. And she says, I can do it now that I'm in the spirit world. But she's making a joke about it. She really didn't like that hot of a weather. And she surprised her down there in the summer.
All righty.
You with me?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to leave it. I think we're going to have to leave it there. We're running kind of out of time. But, Ashley, thank you so much for calling into the show, and I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a great evening. All righty, let's move on to our next caller. I think we have Glenda calling in from Florida. Are you with us, Glenda?
Yes, I am.
I'm fine. How are you doing? You're welcome. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit?
Yes, I would. I would love to.
Okay. Turning right over to Neil.
Okay, Glenda, how
Thank
are you?
You? I'm doing well, Neil. How are you?
I'm good. You know, as I'm coming into your vibration, I have two male figures here, one older, one younger, or you know, but might have passed in midlife. In other words, not older life. And he's coming, and he's
right.
showing me the ocean. Pardon?
Okay.
Okay, all right. So he's showing me the ocean. He's surfing. I don't know. He's showing me blue. He's showing me surfing. He loved outdoors and sunlight. This is a middle-aged one I'm talking about. And he wants to come very close to you. I'm not sure he's not telling me his name or how he's connected with you, but I feel you know who I'm talking about. And he's also giving you a neck massage, so you might have even thought of him lately and felt him soothing some stress that you have because I'm feeling a neck massage with him. Around you.
Okay.
Does this make sense to you?
Somewhat, yes.
Somewhat, all right. I feel very good with him. I don't know why, but he's showing me his hair. I don't know whether he was happy with his hair, but I feel he had a head of hair, and it was wavy, maybe light brown, but he's showing me his hair. It's something important that he wants you to be aware of, maybe to help you identify that this is him.
I
also have an older gentleman, feels like a grandfather here. I don't know if your do you have a grandfather in spirit who would have liked to eat caramels or chocolate caramels? Because that's what I'm getting.
Okay, yeah.
All right. He's telling me this. I don't know why, but he's saying, you know, get those chocolate caramels. I don't know if it was a favorite Christmas thing of his or something. Also, a beautiful color of red is associated with it. So I don't know if he liked red things, but red to me is a symbol of physical vitality, and it's almost like you're getting a shot in the arm, so to speak, of energy or physical vitality. And I want to look forward in the future. This is your grandpa speaking, and I want to. Somebody called him grandpa. He said not granddad or grandfather. He said somebody called
right,
him grandpa.
Grandpa. I called him grandpa.
Yeah,
right.
You did.
Absolutely.
Okay, he's saying this is grandpa. This is your grandpa, and he was. He had a little. He has a little twinkle in his eye now, and he loved fun things, and he is giving you some energy, like a shot in the arm is what I was talking about with red, and I feel February coming up is a significant good thing for you. There's some good news or good things unfolding in February for you. He's kind of excited about this. He said, can't be earlier, you have to be patient, but he's very
okay,
happy
I
about
can only
that.
Hope. I can only hope, Neil. Okay, great.
Well, he's telling
okay.
you. So he said, you know, you get impatient, but know that it's on its way, if that makes sense.
Okay.
All right. And this other young, this middle-aged person, I guess I have to say younger, but he comes also with a, he's quite good-looking, I have to say. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I know two people that would fit both descriptions that you had given, or two people that would
fit that.
You know, I was hoping
would
a name
Bob
or a letter would come through.
All right, would Bob or Robert be, not necessarily their name, but be associated with one of them? Because I feel that name.
That's one of their names, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, all right, that's who it is then, because he said Bob or Robert. And he just comes with a lot of energy, a lot of vim and vigor. He says, man, he says, this is great over here. He wants to know. He wants you to know he's having a good time on the other side, and he's around you still and giving you upliftment or encouragement, all right?
Excellent.
And the other one, there must be, you mentioned the other one, and as you did, you brought him in. Who had the beautiful blue eyes and sparkling blue eyes? Was that Bob?
That was Bobby. But the thing is, both of them had a lot of hair, and both of them liked the ocean. But Bobby was my husband, and he had blue eyes, and he died young.
All right. Well, this makes sense, because, man, he was the first one. When you talked to me, that's the first person I felt. And he says, you know, I'm here having a great time. I'm with you a lot. I'm giving you upliftment. And he just wants you to know that he's talked to you before, he says, but he continues to touch in with you, not only through medium, but also you have little signs that you've worked out that you know he's around. And he said, I haven't given up on those signs. You know that they come fairly, and sometimes in groups, if you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Now, there's also, he says, in the next couple of weeks, which is between now and New Year's, he said there'll be a series of music that will be, oh, my God, that's Bob. And then the next song, oh, my God, that's him again. So he's going to get you two or three in a row. So there'll be unmistakable signs from him.
Okay, and what about the other guy?
The other guy, yeah, he's not quite as close to you, but he's coming, and he brings a lot of red color in, too. He's giving poinsettia here. But and I don't know why, but would he have liked plants? Because he's bringing in plants.
He might have.
Does that make sense?
You know, he was really manly, but he wasn't.
Yeah.
He wasn't the type that would bring me like
manly.
Flowers
red,
and stuff.
Like, red masculine. This is what I am. But interestingly enough, I don't know if you're going to get he's showing me poinsettias. So there's a sign from him, something about poinsettias. This Christmas, that you'll kind of think of him, and when you see it, know that it's him that created that condition. Something about poinsettias. So either you're going to get
he passed two days right after Christmas.
Pardon?
Okay, he passed 2 days after Christmas in an accident.
All right. Well, that makes sense because he's showing me all this Christmas stuff with this other young man. So he's very happy he got through in that way, and somehow this Christmas poinsettia thing is going to make sense to you once we get to that time, which isn't very far.
Okay.
Anymore. So he's
Alrighty.
Around you as well with a lot of love.
Well, Glenda, thank you so much for calling into the show. We're going to have to leave it there, but I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
It did. Thank you both very much, and have a great holiday season and a blessed 2018.
You too.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
You too.
All right.
All righty. Be well. All right. We have time for maybe one more call. Let's go to our next caller. I believe we have Debbie on the line calling in from California. Are you with us, Debbie?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi, Debbie. Welcome to the show. Would you like to have a mini reading, a connection with spirit?
Yes, please. I would very much.
Okay. Going to turn you right over to Neil.
Okay, Debbie from California, from the North California or South with all those fires or in between?
San Francisco.
All right, San Francisco. You know, that other woman had three men around her, but the first people I want to bring to you are women. So I want to bring through, now I feel one particular grandmother. So is one still living and one is in spirit?
They're both in spirit.
Both in spirit. I want to give one that was close to you or lived right near you or something like that. There was a grandmother that's closer to you, I felt, that's around that wants to send greetings to you. All right? And as she's coming, mm-hmm. She was the first one here. She's giving you a lot of love. She said she was a softie. Would you know what I mean?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay. She's the softie, she said. I would just, you know, melt. And I loved all the grandkids, you in particular. She has a special connection with you that she wants to recognize. She's coming in. I don't know if you can connect with this, but she's coming in with a beautiful purple color, as if she liked purple, or purple was a special color for her. Purple, of course, is a royal color, and she's saying that, you know, give yourself credit. Apparently, you've been a little bit down lately, and she said, you know, you give yourself more credit than you're giving yourself. She said, you've accomplished so much in the face of so much. Do you know why she would say this to you?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
All right. She says, well, good. She says, I'm glad you know, because I've been sort of around you, giving you that hope or that help. And she said, you know, you kind of think about it, and then you say, I don't know. So she said she's glad you called so that you could continue through a medium to give you that encouragement. Also, I want to bring somebody in, and this feels almost like a great-grandmother that might have been around when you were before you reached adolescence. Do you remember playing little games with a great-grandmother here?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah. She said, yeah, you haven't thought of her in a while, but, you know, remember those kids' games. She said she would get down, even she had a little bit of arthritis there and stuff in her age, but she would get down and she loved to play with you. You're a great-grandchild, again, that sort of, it must be the same side of the family because both of them were softies, they said. But this great-grandmother just wants to touch in with you and say, you know, I haven't forgotten you, and I'm around you almost like a guardian angel. And I feel that, you know, the angel vibration is around you, so you must either be interested in angels or know that they're guarding you in some way. Do you have a little one around you, please?
Hi.
Are you with me?
Yes. She's an adult now.
All right. Well, then maybe she's going to have a little one, but they're talking about a little one that's going to be around you. Not yet. I don't know, but they're talking about a little one around you. So I'm not sure quite how I mean that, except that I want to give that to you. Also, one of these women, I think it's your great-grandmother, maybe your grandmother as well, but I'm seeing a little light brown dog with them. So I want to associate one of them with a little smaller breed of dog. Do you remember one of them with a dog? All right. Because I feel that that dog was a joy to them and to you in some ways. You must have known this dog. But they come with that dog and say that it's well taken care of on the other side. As a matter of fact, there's several, but there's one favorite here that they're admitting to, right?
Okay.
So they're giving you a lot of love. And they're excited for you. I know you're in California, but they say you have some trips planned out of state, which is a good thing, they say. It's time to explore a little bit, give yourself permission. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense.
Okay, all right. Uh-huh. So they're encouraging you to do that. And, you know, sometimes they say, you know, you need to not be so strict with yourself. You know, give yourself a little, loosen up a little bit is how they're putting it, okay? And they're very happy about being around you. You felt them tonight, even, they said. Did you light a candle tonight?
Yes, I did.
Not quite tonight. Pardon?
Yes, she said, yes, she did.
Oh, you did. Okay,
yes,
good. Because they said you lit a candle tonight and helped us zero in on you by lighting that candle. They said when you light those candles, it's kind of giving them energy from the spirit side to focus on what you want. And they said you lit this candle with a purpose. You just didn't light it to be nice. You had a purpose in lighting it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Uh-huh.
Yes. All right. Yeah. So they're aware of that purpose, and they said, well, good
That's
for you. And
great.
They said, you know how to do what you need to do, and the candle adds strength to that.
Well, that's great. And maybe, Debbie, it helped you to get through on the phone lines because it's tough to get through to us sometimes. Lots of people try, and they can't get through, but we got through tonight. Anyway, we have to leave it there with you, but thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
Thank you so much to both of you, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays,
and
God bless you from ourselves and the spirit world that's all around
absolutely,
you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Neil, we've got to take a break in about a minute or two, but I know you have a story you want to tell us about your physical mediumship. Do you have time to do that in about 2 minutes or no?
Sure.
Okay, go for it. I want to hear it.
All right.
So besides the Lilydale mediums, which is mental, what they're listening to on this show is mental mediumship. We get mental images and show them to us through our minds. But other mediums actually have physical things you can see and touch with your five senses. Michael Shane is one of those mediums who creates apports, which are materialized things that come out of nowhere into the room. And when he was here doing a seance this summer, it just so happened I had room in one of the seances at my house for about six other people, one of the seances. The rest were booked. Who should call but Dan Aykroyd, his wife, and his three daughters. And they ended up at one of Michael's seances and had the apports, which Michael gave as a gift to all of us from the Ascended Masters. It was an amazing experience to have him
here.
Oh,
my gosh. That must have been something, to have that group together
and, you know,
like that.
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd, of course, wrote Ghostbusters, and he was a fourth-generation spiritualist.
Uh-huh.
Great-grandfather had home circles and continued
through
the family.
Well, see, I didn't know that about him, but I think that's really fascinating, and it must have been fun for everybody, and it must have been very interesting, you know, to just kind of have that kind of group together. It's fabulous.
Oh, yeah, and his
that's
father
awesome.
Was visiting Lilydale, so the whole family was there.
Aw, how nice is that? Well, thank you so much for sharing it. I know you had a little story in there about physical mediumship, and I'm glad you did. Anyway, we're going to take another quick break, and then we'll get right back to our phone lines in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Dr. Neil Zepkowski. But before we get back to our guest and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website. And if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive, it's free, and just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like Lord & Taylor, Nordstrom, QuickBooks, Victoria's Secret, Weight Watchers, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, so let's get back to our show. Dr. Neil Zepkowski is here with us, and we've got time for maybe one or two more calls. So let's get our next person on the line. I believe we have Kathy calling in from New York. Are you with us, Kathy?
Yes, hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Neil.
Hi, Kathy. Are you right in Manhattan or just close by?
I'm actually on Long Island.
Oh, Long Island. All right. So anyway, I want to give you greetings from your Spirit team that's all around here. There's both males and females that want to touch in here. I have two males, again, one younger, one older. I feel fatherly with one. Is your own father in the afterlife here?
Yes, he is.
All right, so he wants to come in first. Would he bring a younger child or a boy with him?
Like how young? Very young?
Yeah, pretty young. Pre-adolescent anyway, and I'm bad. He's just, it's kind of fuzzy, but I see you're definitely your father, and he wants you to know that there's a younger male there with a child in spirit.
Okay, is it the child like related to us, or it's...
I feel your father either knew him, you knew him, and wondered if, you know, because people meet on the other side, but like your father's kind of, I don't know if your father was the type to sort of be, all I'm seeing is the image of a shepherd, so, and of course it's that season, but he would like take in strays, if that makes any sense to you.
Okay, yes, okay.
All right. Because, you know, he said, well, this one, I'll take him in, too. So I don't feel he's, like, necessarily related to your father, but he's nevertheless there. So the both of them, he's sort of keeping him in line, and the both of them want to send you greetings because you've thought of both of them lately, both of them, even though they're not related.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Because he wants to verify that, all right? So as he's coming in here, he's sending greetings about that. He also wants to, I feel it's his mother. Do you remember your grandma on your father's side?
Unfortunately, I was very young when she passed, so
right,
I know
right.
of her, but...
All right, because your father came to stray, I want to call him a stray, came in with him, and then he said, well, my mother's here, too. We re-met again, and one of the reasons your dad is here saying hello to you is he wants to remind you that, you know, even if we didn't know spirits that well when we were on the living, they continue to watch us grow and change in the spirit. And also, I want to say on the spirit side, perhaps it's the other side of the family, there would have been maybe a double marriage or somebody got married twice, or there's, because I feel two parts of the family could be on mother's side. Does that make sense?
On my mom's side?
Yeah. Somebody married twice, or there's two sections of the family.
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to double check that one.
Well, I just feel... And it could be somebody overseas, you know, a bunch of the family there as well as here. I just feel like two big clans, one in one place and one in another. So there's all kinds of energy around you from both of these clans, I guess, is how I'll put it, all right? So there's a lot of that around you. So I don't know if you have relations still in another country, but I want to go with a clan that's left in another country for something.
Yes, I do, actually.
All right, that makes sense, then, because they're all gathering around here. This time of year, of course, for them, would have been a gathering time, a communication time. And somebody's saying variety is the spice of life. So I feel you have family that have different approaches to, I don't know whether they're religious beliefs or their political views, but they're saying variety is the spice of life. But they're getting along on the other side, if that makes sense to you.
Yes. That's
all right.
Funny.
So, and they're also saying you're doing a pretty good job of juggling the variety around your life as well. They're aware of that, if that makes sense to you.
Okay, yes.
All right, because I want to make the best of things. And you sort of are a peacemaker or a mediator here in some ways. And so they're giving you, a pat on the back for that. And also, do you have a sister living?
Yes.
All right.
I have two sisters
saying,
living.
All right. Well, they're one of the sisters. They're awful glad you're doing it because your sister couldn't handle it all. They're telling me, if that makes any sense. All right. So, and they want to tell sisters, but the one sister in particular couldn't handle it as well as you have. So it's good that you took it on, if that makes sense to you. Okay, but they also do want to say hello to both of your sisters as well while they're at it, all right?
Okay.
Particularly one. They're giving a lot of spiritual support on the spirit side for the one sister who has some changes that are going on in her life, and she needs a little help. She doesn't like change, I'll put it that way. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
So they just want you to know that their energy is being sent to that situation as well, and you have it. You're doing really good, according to them, with what you're facing, all right?
Great.
Alrighty.
There would also be... Pardon?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, all right. There's also here, and I don't know, I don't feel this is yours, but there's a girl... here, with curly hair, she comes in, and she wants to be remembered as well, as if Christmas would have been important, or she passed between Christmas and Thanksgiving, something like this, but she comes in with greetings as well. I don't think she's yours, but somehow she's connected with the family.
Oh, okay.
All right. She loves to dance, by the way, so, and I don't know if you love to dance, but she says movement and dance is the thing to do. So enjoy your holidays with dancing. I don't know whether you're going out dancing or whatever, but she's talking about it.
Well, you have a little research to do there, Kathy, to find out who this
is. I see that. With
us.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much. That was wonderful.
You're very
all
welcome.
Right.
Thanks for calling in, and happy holidays to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, we have time for maybe one more call, Neil. Okay. Let's get to our next caller. We have Heather calling in from Kentucky. Are you with us, Heather?
Yes, hi.
Hi, thanks for calling in. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Neil.
Hi, Heather in California.
No, it's Kentucky.
Oh, Kentucky. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, hi.
Kentucky.
Yeah, hi.
All right, so is this Kentucky, Illinois, not like near the Illinois border?
No, Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville, okay, Louisville. All right, so anyway, Heather, as I'm coming in there, I want to talk about a brotherly connection. Is there somebody like a brother who's now in the spirit world? I want to have a male that's a contemporary of yours, but could be close friend or brother. Does that make sense?
Not in the spirit world. Not that I can think of.
Well, here's what I'm feeling. All right, so I feel... in the spirit world, there's somebody, a male, who would have been your generation. In other words, it's not a father, a grandfather, or a child. It's your generation. They're coming in. They're talking about your brother. So I don't know if he lost somebody that was close to him who is now in the spirit world, but I want to talk about a connection with you. I assume you have a brother then, since we're talking about this. Is this correct?
It's a little hard to hear you, Neil. You're a little bit muffled. If you can just move the phone a little bit.
We have a brother living, Heather.
Yes. Yes.
All right. This man knew you, knew your brother, probably knew your brother better, but I know I want to give you a reading, but this male, who is a contemporary with you and your brother, wants to come in and send greetings to your brother here. I want to give him support from the spirit side of life, from the male. If you think about it, I'm sure, or ask your brother, I'm sure you'll know this, because I felt like he knew both of you, all right, and he wants to be the first one to come in here and also give your brother some kind of support. And he's also saying that you can give your brother some kind of support here with your brother. All right? I don't know if you know what I mean, but I feel you will. All right?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Now, on the spirit side of life as well, here I have, I feel this is two people on the spirit side, male, females rather. One, it would be your father's mother, so your grandma on your dad's side. Do you remember her?
Yeah.
All right. She's giving me, I don't know if she had arthritis of her knees, but she's giving me knee. She's letting my attention drop down to her knees. I don't know if she had trouble walking or getting around, but I feel a little arthritis there. I don't know if you're aware of that, but she just wants to sort of clarify who she is, that it's really her. Also, would your father have a sister in spirit, so it would be your aunt on your father's side that would come and send greetings as well?
I don't think so. I mean, not on
right. I have an aunt. Could be a great aunt. The letter J is somehow associated with this, and she also wants to send greetings. She didn't necessarily take care of herself in the best way, but she wants to send you greetings. And I feel it could be a great aunt then, but I felt I knew your father because I'm coming in with that. I want to talk about that. Your own father's in the living, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. All right. So this aunt, I don't know if she was bossy aunt on the other side, but she's coming and talking about your father. And, you know, sometimes he'll listen to you more than other people, like you mentioned the brother, but your father tends to listen to you more than other people. Does that make sense? I'm talking about your living father.
No, we don't. We haven't really communicated for a while.
Well, there's the reason I'm saying that. I feel there needs to be communication. You'll be able to reach him more, maybe more than others have tried. I don't know why I want to say that, but there's something about communication with your father. I want to try it. I mean, don't give up, but I want to reach out there. There's something to be smoothed over. Something like this is what they're showing. All right. So remember, we talked about this because this is.
Okay.
And this is a great aunt on your father's side. So she's saying, you go do this, and she'll help you with that from the spirit side of life. Also, I want to bring through, I feel this is a grand. Would you know a grandmother who had, excuse me, I have a cold, but I am having trouble speaking when I'm talking to your grandmother. Do you have a grandmother who had trouble speaking or swallowing or something toward the end here? Because I'm aware of that.
Yes.
All right. So she wants to come and send you greetings as well. She said, I don't have that problem over here. I definitely can make my opinions known. And when she was younger, she could be one to make her opinions known. But as she got older, she got a little frustrated because she wasn't able to express herself. So I don't know whether she had a throat condition or a stroke, but whatever it was here was frustrating to her. But she said, it's better now, and I'm wishing everybody there. And I feel there's an extended family that I'm reaching out to from your grandmother. And she's wishing everybody a good holiday season.
Okay.
Somebody there. Do you have a son living here, please?
No.
All right. Some male younger than you is wishing for snow down in Kentucky, and they said that's not going to happen. Tell him there's wheels on slant of sleigh for that. But there's some young male. He's going to ask you about this, so just remember what we talked about. Because I feel this, this grandmother is telling you this. All right. So he's got a little bit of impractical ideas, but you can sort of, use some imagination to help him out. All right. And I feel you'd be useful in that for him to help him out, this little boy. Okay.
All righty. I think we're going to have to leave it there. We're just about out of time. But, Heather, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
Yes, it did. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Oh, God bless you.
Well, I can't believe how quickly this hour goes. We are just about out of time. But I do want to thank our guest, Dr. Neil Zepkowski, for joining us this evening. And Neil, if any of our listeners would like to schedule a private session with you, what's the best way to reach you? Is it through email or should
they reach
you?
Yes, it is through email. I don't have a website because as a doctor, I have, and as president of Lilydale, I don't have a lot of time for readings, but I'm always happy to arrange readings. And so I have email, which is Doc Neal, and N-E-A-L is how I spell my name. So it's D-O-C, my doctor, which I am, and then
right.
N-E-A-L, which is the way I spell my name, at me, that's me, M-E.com. It's probably the easiest address to get a hold of me.
Okay, very good. So at least people know how to reach you. And we would like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. And once again, we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org and be sure to check out our holidays past events coming up. We've got our raffle coming up in 2 days, so don't miss out on that. And next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, you can tune into a rebroadcast of Signs of Life with Bob and Fran Ginsberg, of when they did an interview with me last year about grief around the holidays. So we hope that you'll tune in for that. On behalf of Forever Family Foundation, I'd like to wish everyone a peaceful and joyous holiday season and a healthy, prosperous, and very happy New Year. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Doreen Malloy, and if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMalloy.com. In the meantime, I'd like to wish all of you a wonderful evening, and always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.